It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is healing people, delivering people, and many people getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free around the world. Our program is going to go to almost 152 countries. And the radio program and television program, I heard that going to 66 million people's home, and we are trying to get it to go to around the world. And it's going to happen. I need your prayers, and I believe that God is going to do it for His glory. The number is on your screen. Please call and somebody will pray for you and your needs. If you remember, last program, we were talking about the death. Death is for sure. We just said Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27. God has appointed a day for everyone once to die, after that judgment. Nobody can escape the judgment. But the judgment only will not happen to the believers. As I said in earlier program, John chapter 4 verse 24, it says, Saint John chapter 5 verse 24. Now John chapter 5 verse 24, it says that once we believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have passed from death unto life. I don't know last time I said John 4 or what, but it's John 5. Because the John chapter 5 is the only one chapter tells Jesus is your judge. God the Father gave Jesus Christ authority to judge. He's going to judge all people. But, as I said, the believers will not be judged if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And Romans chapter 8 verse 1 and 2, if you read, it says, in Christ there is no condemnation, there is no judgment. Why? Because just you took a name of Jesus. If you believe Jesus Christ, that means you are following the Christ, living a clean and holy life, living the life of suffering of Christ, living the life uplifting Jesus Christ, and not living in sin. Completely transformed life. That's the life God has given to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And once you live in Christ or believe in Christ, you are passed from death unto life. I just told you in the last program, we just said it, when Jesus Christ died, there was an earthquake and the curtain was torn from top to bottom and there is no sacrifice needed. But at the same time, something happened. When Jesus Christ died and the earthquake happened, the tombs of the righteous men were also opened. But they did not come out. That you read in Matthew chapter 27, you have to read from verse 51 to 54. And those graves were open, but they could not come out of the grave. And the Word of God says, after the resurrection, they came out of the grave and many people saw their bodies or their people going in the city. How it happened? I'll tell you. If you read in Luke chapter 16, there is a story about the Lazarus and a rich man. In that story, you will see the Lazarus was a believer, but he was suffering. He had boils and the dog used to come and lick it, and he was suffering. And that some people will say, and why Jesus didn't heal him, or why he didn't believe that the word of God says, with his stripes we are healed, Jesus took our sickness, disease on the cross, then why the Lazarus was sick? Lazarus was not in the time of Christ or the time of Jesus died and rose again. He was in the beforehand. But Jesus gave the story. And this is not a story, this is real. Why is real? Because Jesus gave the name of Abraham, and he tells where the Abraham is, and when this Lazarus and the rich man went. When the Lazarus died, the angels took him to heaven, and when the rich man died, he went to hell. And from there he started calling Abraham, say, Father Abraham, I am here, tormented, I am thirsty, I need some water. Could you send the Lazarus to dip his pinky and put it on my tongue so my tongue is burning? Abraham said he cannot come there because there is a big gulf. Then he said, why don't you send him to my brothers, because they are doing the same kind of work I did, so I don't want those people coming to help. Abraham said he cannot go there, because even if he goes, nobody is going to believe him. But there are Moses, means Mosaic law, and the prophets, mean teachers, and they could listen to them, and they can give their heart to the Lord and repent and believe God or believe Jesus Christ, and they won't be coming here. The point I'm making, Abraham would able to see the rich man and other people in hell, and they were able to see Abraham and Lazarus, but they were not able to come to each other. The word of God says, when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, he defeated the devil. Colossians chapter 2 verse 15, the word of God says, Jesus disarmed the devil. Now he had no power to destroy or do any harm to believer. If you remember, God said, put this blood sign on the top of your door and both sides of your door, the blood sign. And the death angel came and passed over. Why? Because wherever the sign of the blood was, the death angel had no power to destroy them. The same way, when we have the blood covering, or we asking God to cleanse us with the blood of Jesus Christ, we are marked by the blood of Jesus Christ. Devil see the mark, and he cannot destroy the believers. He just passes over and goes to somewhere else. That's why I tell people, Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. In Isaiah 53, if you read, he says he took your sorrow, sickness, disease on the cross, and with his stripes you are healed. Peter also says, in 1 Peter chapter 2, he says, with his stripes we were healed. And then some people are saying, then why we are sick? Why we are sick? Because we are receiving sickness and disease. We have to say, this is not my sickness, this is not my disease. Jesus Christ took it on the cross, and you resist the devil and he will flee from you. So the point I'm making, the death or death penalty is not for us. When we die, we sleep. You see in this chapter, angel came and received him. If you read in a book of Acts chapter 7, when they were stoning to Stephen, he said, I see the heaven open. He see the Father and the Son standing at the right hand of the Father. And he says, he wants to go to heaven, and he says, Father, receive me, or Jesus, receive me. And then word of God says he fell asleep. Even though he died, we say sleep, because he went to heaven. The St. Paul says, it is better to die and go to heaven. But he says, I want to live for you so I can teach you more about Jesus Christ. The same way I'm thinking. I'm not afraid of dying, but I'm living for Christ. And so there are so many people dying without God and without Christ. We want to tell them about Jesus Christ. So here we see in Psalm 68 verse 18, the word of God says, Jesus Christ was ascended to to heaven, at the same time he was descended to the lower parts of the earth. I'll give a couple of verses and you studied yourself. Psalm 68 verse 18, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 8 to 10, and 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 19. When you read all these scriptures, the Word of God says when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, he defeated the devil, and what happened? He went to the hell. And when he went to the hell, why? To rescue this Abraham and Lazarus and other people who were there. If you remember, when he was on the cross, Luke chapter 23 verse 43, thief said, remember me in your kingdom. What Jesus says, I tell you surely, or truly, truly, you will be with me in paradise today. So that means Jesus Christ took this thief to paradise. The same time, Abraham and all the other religious people, he set them free, captive free. If you remember, if you read Luke chapter 4 and start from 18, when Jesus Christ came to the synagogue after the testing from the devil, he defeated the devil and victoriously he comes to the synagogue, opened the book, that was Isaiah chapter 61, and he started reading. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he says why he came into this world. One of the things he said, he came to set the captive free. And I think when the John the Baptist heard this, he was in prison. He sent his disciple to Jesus Christ and he said, hey, are you the one or we look for somebody else? Why he said that? Because the same John said, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. And the same John, he says, I witnessed, I saw the Holy Spirit or the Spirit coming upon him. And he is the one who is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. But now he was in prison and he says, are you the one or we look for somebody else? Because he was looking for the deliverance. I am captive now, and he's supposed to send the captive free. But he didn't understand that Jesus Christ was going to the lower part of the earth and redeem or the set this captive free. Why? Because they were believing in Jesus Christ, but there was no full redemption yet. If you see the Abel did the sacrifice, and book of Hebrews says his sacrifice was excellent sacrifice. What he was doing? By faith, when he did the sacrifice of the lamb, he was looking at the Lamb of God. Because the Bible says Jesus Christ was slain before the foundation of the world. So all these Old Testament people saw Jesus Christ slain, and he will be their savior. He will be their redeemer. He will be their redeemer means, or even though they go to captivity, he will be the one who will send the captive free. And that's what Jesus Christ did. He went to the hell, defeated the devil, and the Word of God says in the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, Jesus says, I was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. And he says, now I have the keys of the death and hell. So the point I'm making, Jesus Christ defeated the devil on the cross. He went to the hell and he took the key out of his hand. The Word of God says, now the devil is disarmed. He has no power over the believers. And so Jesus Christ went to the lower parts of the earth and took those captive and put them in the, what he called, paradise, as he promised to the thief. And all those people he kept in the paradise, and then he came. All these people, when they go to heaven, they don't go to the throne of God or start doing some service. The Word of God says in Revelation chapter 14, when you die, you don't work anymore, you rest. So all these people are resting. And you see in the book of Revelation chapter 6, some of the martyrs, their souls are under the altars, and they are asking revenge. We already learn about them. But the point I'm making, different souls are in different places in heaven. They are not giving the position yet, and they are waiting for the right timing. Because righteous judgment or the white throne judgment is not happened yet. And when we read all these people who died before Christ came, those people means from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, or all other, or you can say time of John the Baptist. All these people are in the Old Testament. Some people say, oh, the John the Baptist is a New Testament. No, his story is a New Testament, but he died before the Jesus Christ shed the blood. When Jesus Christ shed the blood, and then he start a new covenant or New Testament. Old Testament was established by the blood of the bulls and goats. So here we see Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, and after death, he went to the Sheol, he went to the hell, he defeated the enemy, he set the captive free, he took them to heaven, put them in the heaven, put them in the heavenly places, and he came down. If you remember, when he came out of the grave and Mary Magdalene wanted to touch him, he said, don't touch me. I did not go to my Father yet. Then somebody will say, what happened? Where did he go? I believe he took this captive, put it there. He did not go to the most holy place yet. But the word of God says in the book of Hebrews, he took his own blood and he entered into the most holy place. And that was the Father's throne is. So he goes there, put the blood there, and comes back. And we read in Matthew chapter 28 verse 9, as those ladies were going, Mary Magdalene also was going with them, and she might be saying, I saw Jesus, but he said, don't touch me. So they didn't believe her. But if you read in Matthew chapter 28 verse 9, when Jesus appeared again and they fell on his feet and all of them worshipped him, and that time he did not say, don't touch me. That means he went to the Father, he took his blood and he put it in the most holy place, in the, there is a called tabernacle or the temple. That temple is in heaven. Many people do not know. They're saying, oh, there was no temple in New Jerusalem. In New Jerusalem, there is no temple. That doesn't mean that temple in heaven is going to disappear. That temple is there for eternity. And the Father who Father lives in that heaven is for eternity. So we will be, Jesus Christ is already high priest, and he promised us we will be priest and king with him for eternity. And so we have a golden opportunity with Jesus Christ. And now, as I said earlier, when the earthquake happened and the tomb were open, but the dead bodies were still in there, but after the resurrection, those bodies were seen going in the city. I believe as soon as Jesus Christ was resurrected, and when he saw these bodies, means their spiritual bodies, and the bodies from the where the Abraham was, took them up and put it in them in a paradise, and then Jesus Christ came into this earth. So the point I'm making, Jesus Christ just didn't die for us, he died for the whole world. He died for the Old Testament people, he died for the New Testament people, he died for the whole world. And he redeemed them, he separated them from the hell. Now there is no hell for the believers in the heart of the earth. Today also so many people are confused. Where is the hell? Where the hell was in the bottom of the earth. Some people say the heart of the earth. There will be hell. And there is a hell. And all these people, like a rich man and other people, are there still suffering. And we read in the 2 Peter chapter 2, these angels fighting with God, they were defeated and they were thrown in the hell, bound with the chain, And the Word of God says they are waiting for the judgment. At the judgment time, the death will cast all the people who are in hell, wherever they died, and they will be judged. So the judgment day is coming. As I said in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 27, the day is appointed by God, once to die, after that judgment. And nobody will escape from that judgment. But as I said, only Christian believers in Jesus Christ, they will escape the judgment, according to the John chapter 5, verse 24, according to the Romans chapter 8, verse 1, and there are so many other scriptures, because we do not want to go to hell. We don't want to go to judgment. Judgment is over. Our judgment is judged on the cross. Jesus Christ took our judgment, our penalty, our death on the cross. So we don't have to die, we have to live, and we have to live for Christ for eternity. And so we learn today, death comes because of sin. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Some people are saying, oh, I'm not a sinner, I didn't commit any sin. But if you read in the book of Romans chapter 2, you will know God is the righteous God, and He will judge people righteously. Some people say, we never heard about Jesus Christ. Then how He is going to judge us? God has given us a conscience. You know what good is, you know what evil is. When the Adam ate that fruit, he knew what the good and evil is. So the people know who is your mother, who is your father, who is your brother, who is your sister, who is animal, and who is human being, how you treat them. And if somebody does something wrong against their conscience, they know. If you kill somebody, you will know that murder is bad. So your heart will tell you you are doing something wrong. So the people who never heard the gospel, they will be judged according to their conscience. And the people who were under the law, and they broke the law, and so they will be judged according to the law. And St. Paul says, and some people will judge according to my gospel. They heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. They heard the teaching of Jesus Christ. They heard what the Christian life is all about. And if they don't live accordingly, they will be judged according to the gospel. But if the believer confesses sins and receives Jesus Christ as his or her Savior, the Word of God says in the book of Romans chapter 8 and book of Romans chapter 10, your sins will be forgiven, forgotten, and there will be no record of your sin. That means if you are not a sinner, then you won't be judged. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So God has given us gift in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the gift for mankind. He has given us free gift. Why can't we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior? As I told you, from Abel to the John the Baptist. John the Baptist was looking for the freedom from the prison, but that is temporary freedom. But he redeemed him from the eternal hellfire. And so Jesus Christ is the one who gives us freedom from sin, means redeems us from sin. And the Word of God says, Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So we are redeemed people. We are blessed people. And I invite you, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I don't care what religion you have, Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Buddhist religion, or you are agnostic, or you don't believe in God, whatever your situation is. But God has given invitation to everyone. In St. John chapter 3, verse 16, 17, and 18, if you read. 16, he says he gave his son as a gift. 17, he says he did not come to condemn you. But the 18, he says, if you do not believe his plan, If you do not want His redemption plan, you are already condemned, means already judged. So, and then this judgment is going to hell, putting into hell. But the final judgment is going to go to hellfire. So there is a difference between the hell and the lake of fire. So that we are going to learn in the next program. So time is almost gone. Let me give you one more chance. If you are listening to these programs and you said, hey, if this pastor says next time, give your heart, I will be giving my heart to Jesus Christ. Just say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me. And I want to live a good, a Christian life. I do not want to live in sin. I want to reject the sin. I want to reject the way I'm going. I want to follow you. Lord Jesus, please give me grace to follow you. And I want to love you. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. Lord Jesus, please rescue me. Redeem me from this hellfire. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, our God is loving and gracious. Some people are saying just simply repeating prayer, you cannot go to heaven. That's true. But if you really did it from your heart and say, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to die and be judged, but I want to go to heaven. God will forgive you. I'm going to pray for you and your family. Father, in the name of Jesus, whoever received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, please forgive them, wash them, cleanse them, and give them eternal life. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Now, time is almost gone. What I'm advising you, please find a church where the full gospel is preached and tell somebody, I give my life to Jesus Christ. I need a Bible. I want to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. Time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.